Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
We go all over the map on this show to things that are very serious and then things that are not quite so serious. And I need to make a disclaimer, apology, or something here. I know I joke with you guys a lot and say, well, you need to just move on out here to Texas. But I'm going to stop saying that. And here's the reason. Jesus said to his followers, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. And you guys live in a very dark place that is could be compared to a rotting corpse. And so we need salt and light in California because that's a desperate place to be, in my opinion.
Well, it is interesting because the Bible gives a lot of examples of times where God tells people to just stay and fight or go and fight. Like when Paul was going to Jerusalem, God visited him through a prophet saying, you're going to be arrested. And God said, you're going to be arrested, but that's where I want you to go, and you're going to be my witness. But on the other hand, Joseph and Mary were told to get out of town and flee to Egypt. So we see both. We've got to be open to whatever God tells us to do, and we've got to pray about it. While I'm praying, while I'm here, I'll fight.
Okay, I'll agree with that completely. Now, we have a little bit of time here, and we will have elections. Now, whether they're going to be fair or honest or safe or anything, we've already documented.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim, you were serious with that, that they might be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
You were serious, and now I have to apologize for laughing because...
Okay, it's just part of our shtick, Bob. And I don't think it matters who runs for the Democrats in 2024, but there's been a lot of names floating around out there as to who will be on the Republican ticket. Now, it's way too early. I understand that, but I just wanted to talk about some of the names that we have heard and get feedback from you. And Steve, if you're still there, jump right in here because I know you have opinions about some of these folks. And so I want to just go down the list of some of the names that I have seen people talk about. And it doesn't mean that any or all of these people are even interested in being president, but these are the names that have been bouncing around lately. Now, of course, former President Donald Trump, he hasn't said he will, he hasn't said he won't. There's a lot of people that wanted to run. I'm not one of those people, actually. Even though I voted for him twice, I really don't want him to run because I think he does polarize people, and I think he's inflammatory, and I don't, you know, there's just a lot of reasons. We've talked about
that. I agree that he polarizes people, but I think you could run the nicest guy in the world, and the way things are these days, it'll be just as polarizing. For example, DeSantis, I think, would stand by all the same values as Trump, but he's somebody that could speak in a way that he's not going to turn people off with tweets and things. But you know what? If he does, they're going to call him Hitler, too. And they're going to call him a white supremacist, too. So I'm not. I agree with you, but I'm not sure at that point. I think anyone the Republicans run, they're going to portray that way, unless he's some kind of rhino that just does everything the Democrats' way.
Well, we'll talk about Mitt Romney later.
I'm sure Mitt's planning another go at it. I have no doubt about that.
Okay, now here's another name that's always up there. He ran before from my state here of Texas, Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz.
I like Ted Cruz.
By the way, it'd be hard to call him a racist, but they will, but because he describes himself as a Cuban, Irish, Italian, Southern Baptist.
I love Ted Cruz. The only problem is he sounds like Mr. Haney from Green Acres. Gee, Mr. Douglas, you seem to have a cold. Let me sell you a Kleenex box.
I know, and he's always got that face that looks like he just swallowed some sour milk.
Well, I don't.
I like his
I won't get into it. He looks fine. I like him, but he does sound like a slick used car salesman, but he can't help that. His voice is his voice. I don't blame the guy. I'm just stating an unfortunate fact.
Ted, with or without the beard, that's what's important. Do you think the beard helps his image?
It takes away from that slick look a little bit. So I don't,
okay,
I don't know.
All right.
We're not letting Steve join in. I'd like to hear your opinion, Steve. Yeah. Who do you want to see run, and where are you on whether or not it'll make a hill of beans a difference, whether it's going to be fixed? I'd like to get some of your thoughts, Steve.
Well, you know, thank you, Bob. Regardless of who the GOP nominates for the ticket, you know, they're going to have a formidable opponent when the Democrats nominate Liz Cheney. So I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I forgot about her. She's turned into a nightmare. I used to like her.
I Boy, oh boy.
Somebody whispered in her ear and told her how she could come across and be another so-called maverick, like the so-called maverick John McCain. Mitt Romney's used that playbook. It never really goes over well, but they sure try it. It'll give her a guaranteed gig on CNN when she retires from politics. It'll at least guarantee that. I think that's all that's going to do.
For the 12 people that are actually watching CNN?
Well, no, wait a minute. Wait, I just looked at the ratings, and it was 13 this week. So come on, let's be fair.
Okay. Well, I think Maverick, when McCain and Sarah Palin were using that term, I think Maverick was... Now, Sarah, I liked her.
Oh, I loved Sarah Palin. If she ran, I'd vote for her in a heartbeat. I know she gets a lot of bad press, even from conservatives. I like her. I don't think she'll run, but I would vote for her in a minute.
They were just brutal to her, you know, because there's nothing more frightening to those folks than a conservative female. And if it's a conservative black female, they're screaming, tearing their hair out.
Which makes me want to nominate Candace Owen because she could take it and she would fight, and she's fantastic.
Oh, I love her, but I don't think she'll run. I love her, though, personally, but I don't know. I
wouldn't blame anybody for not wanting to run. Who wants to go through all of that?
Yeah.
I can't blame
them. Not me, yeah. How about former Vice President Mike Pence?
You know, he's taken some stands. He's a little borderline rhino to me, and I know that a lot of conservatives would disagree, but I'm saying that as a conservative independent. There's things I have liked about Pence, but first of all, I don't think he would win. Second of all, I don't think he would be much of a fighter. That's where I'm at with Pence. What do you guys think?
Yeah, he didn't even have Trump's back sometimes, didn't it? And so you know, he lost a few points with me on that.
They
would tie him. They would say, "Well, he's just another Trump." You know, the Trump haters would say, "Well, it's Mike Pence." That was, you know, so that would shoot him down. How about the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis?
Yeah, I mentioned it before. He would be wonderful, but they will call him all the same names as Trump. They practically do that anyway because he doesn't make the people in Florida wear their frickin' fracking masks.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I like him.
I think he's a solid candidate, but he could he's going to be Hitler in 2 minutes as soon as he makes
it. He is, but he'll at least fight and he won't compromise, which is something that a Mike Pence would do, I think. So if it's not going to be Trump, I hope it is somebody like DeSantis.
Okay, here's another guy out of Florida, Marco Rubio. Another Cuban.
You know, there's things about him I like, and there's things about him I don't trust. Some of that's my gut. Some of that's things I've heard him say. I'm not a big, huge Rubio fan, although it could be worse. I mean, I certainly wouldn't put him in the camp of Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney, so he's higher above than them.
Well, I love Rubio's fish tacos, by the way.
Well, there you go.
San Diego.
People have voted for presidents with reasons less than that. Okay, gentlemen, we need to wind down here. It's always a blast having both of you guys. I feel like we're just at Denny's having a cup of coffee. But we got to share our wisdom with all the greater San Diego area. Anyway, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless both of you. Steve, always a pleasure. You're always welcome on this show. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.